Hello guys, thank you for tuning in with me, April Autumn, here on Anchor. You can find me on Instagram at APRIL_AUTUMN12. We can get talking over there as well. Today I'm going to read up a page or a prose from the volume 2 of the book Learn to Live. So the subtopic is a tonic to the mind. Okay? So are we ready? Of course we are, okay? So let's start. Truth, fairness, generosity, and self-restraint are taught by all religions. Any intelligent person who wishes individual and collective welfare cannot ignore these values as mere superstitions. Even a skeptic with a rational mind or a man with a scientific temperament cannot brush the aforesaid values away. These values aim at individual as well as collective well-being. They help not only an individual to live happily but inspire him to see that others too remain happy. When others hurt me through their harsh words and deeds, I feel pain and agony. The same words and deeds hurt others too. Non-violence is a positive attitude of mind, where one constantly strives for the welfare of other through thought, word, and deed. So, also the practice of other virtues like truth, non-stealing, continence, and non-covetousness fosters individual as well as collective well-being. Truth and honesty have been highly praised in Indian religious texts. The sages of Mahabharata never tired of extolling the greatness of truth. Dharma Vyadha, a character in Mahabharata, says that non-violence has its roots in truth. Without the foundation of truth, real progress is not possible. The wonderful discoveries of scientists have been based on the pursuit of truths, on their persistent efforts of one-pointed concentration to unravel it. Truth alone triumphs and not untruth. The veracity of this great teaching can be understood by all. To Gandhi, truth was God. A man of truth sits on the lap of God, said Sri Ramakrishna. So, don't you agree with me on this, guys? It's so simple and so much true that we must find truth if we are confused, if we have lots of things or we just can't find the way where we go. We need to just sit still and find the truth. Once you knew what your heart wants, what your mind wants, and you just have to let go of everything else, just do that. That's good for you and for that person as well, okay? If we inculcate these values in our life, we can free ourselves from all worries and anxieties and the consequent psychosomatic disorders. There is a direct way to achieve perfection in all the aforesaid virtues. By practicing cleanliness, contentment, spiritual practice, study and devotion to God, and to be peaceful and having a cheerful mind, you can try and do lots of stuff which are like truth, okay? You can't do bad things to other people if you're happy, right? The firm trust that He is ever ready to help us inspires us to continue our spiritual practices more earnestly. Please remember, guys, here I'm not giving you knowledge about spirituality at all. Here I am just telling you that your emotional, your physical, your spiritual well-being is very important. And spiritual well-being doesn't at all mean, it doesn't mean at all that you have to wear Pope clothes or you have to be so much religious that you have to do all the stuffs which are superstitions and sounds orthodox stereotypes. I am totally against that stereotypical and orthodox culture. But for our well-being, it is very important that we pray, we connect to God, and we find the truth which lies within all of us. That's the thing. Okay? So this simple advice contains the essence of religion. Peace of mind is not possible until we find. Okay? So we need to engage ourselves. Okay? With what? With truth. Okay? If you love that guy, just tell him the truth. There is no need of getting confused at all. So just tell him, that's it, you love him, that's it, okay? Yeah, if that's the truth, you should. So you can speak with me more on this topic. I would love to hear what you want to say about it. What truth means to you? What truth values for you? Okay, just tell me, okay? You can tell me on Instagram, as I have mentioned before. And I will be coming back here soon. So I will be catching up with you later. Thank you for listening to me here on podcast till April, autumn. Thank you so much.